With the state of healthcare in flux at the moment, a lot of states are wondering what to do if some of their Medicaid patients get cut off by the Republican reform. And there is now a bill in the state legislature in Olympia which would provide a backstop for those who might lose their health insurance. It's sponsored by Representative Marcus Richelli of Spokane, and I asked him what he has in mind here.
This is about people having access to affordable, comprehensive health care coverage regardless of where they live in our state. This year, we had insurers potentially pulling out of a market, leaving no options for folks in two counties. And it really brought to light that this is a big concern, that individuals, if they don't have access and insurance, they could delay their health care and have no coverage and end up in the emergency room. And we have a very successful Apple Health program in Washington State. This builds upon it and would allow folks where there are no insurers in their area to buy in to the Medicaid program.
Okay, explain Apple Health, because a lot of people, I think, have heard of it, but weren't aware that it was a Medicaid program. So this is basically a fundamental type of healthcare program.
It is. It has essential benefits. Apple Health in our state covers, through the Affordable Care Act, folks from 0 to 138% of the federal poverty level. But it's also where some of our middle class get their health insurance. This would just make sure that folks who need coverage, no matter where they live in underserved areas, could buy into that plan. It would be operated under the Apple Health program. I'd call it Apple Health Plus, but folks would pay about what they would pay at the silver level on the exchange.
So give me an idea of what that would be for, say, family of four?
It really depends on where they live. If it was subsidized, it'd probably anywhere from the $100 to $250 level, depending on their income and depending how the program was structured. This is a conversation starter. It's meant to be that discussion to go forward and try and build upon. But if there were no subsidies, it would be higher than that.
So buying into Medicaid, if it's, and you point out in your bill that this is a system that's already up there. So we already know where to send the applications. There are personnel there to examine the applications and to write the checks. So if it is that easy to add more people to this program, why couldn't the state just go it alone? If the feds are in such confusion, we just take over health care for everybody right here.
Well, I think that should be part of the discussion. I think the uncertainty at the federal level should cause us as a state to look at that and be concerned with that. We have, in particular in our rural and underserved areas, folks having extreme concern with access to health care. And I absolutely think that we could build upon our Medicaid program successfully, and particularly in those areas where people don't have access to that coverage. Other states are looking at it. In fact, Nevada passed through their legislature a Medicaid for All bill. Their governor vetoed it, but it's something that a lot of states are looking at.
Well, now we're at the end of this session in Olympia. So as you say, this is a conversation starter. We're talking about next session for this to go anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, there are eight counties in Washington State with only one insurer. And so I think this is something that could be a problem in 2019, 2020, and beyond. So I think it's definitely something that we should discuss. The structure exists, so let's use it.
Representative Marcus Richelli of Spokane proposing a backup plan just in case our cooperation with the federal government doesn't work well. And it's always good to have a backup. So thanks very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Dave. Thanks for having me on.